Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Real life stories of the Legal Exchange. Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
Oh, I wish I had better news at the stock market for all of you. Listen, you can say anything you want. I know there's no infrastructural problem. Our system is in place. There are no real impending crises on the horizon. We deal with concern and bad news every single day. So all of this is, you know, I still don't think the basic infrastructure is there, and all you always see the correction. I hope we don't see the bear market, but when you start with 26,000 and change and you lose 10-20%, I mean, it's a lot in terms of numbers. Yesterday, I think was the seventh largest daily loss we've ever had, 734 points. And, you know, I was busy working and I saw it when it was down 300. And then I flicked on the TV to CNBC.com, and I had such a great day yesterday with things that I had to get done, and all of a sudden I look at that 734-point downfall. And hey, I'm like anybody else. You know, I said, oh God, it was down 300. If we could be down under 300, I'll be happy. You know how you change your perspective? The other, you know, for so long it was, if it's up 600, if it's up 400, you know, that's okay, but the market goes down much faster than it goes up. And the industrials fell, as I say, 734 points. And it appears to be that the bulk of this is because of Trump's move to, to impose tariffs up to, and I don't know what the number means. Come on, who out there can tell me what the number means? Up to $60 billion worth of Chinese imports, driving fears about the global market and the impact. And what are we going to do? Are we going to continue on a course here that still makes sense about us being the dummies all these years and bear through the market? Are people going to be out there blaming Trump for the fact that the industrial fell 724 points yesterday? That's almost 3%. And, I mean, the NASDAQ, of course, way down, the S&P way down. And Trump signed this presidential memorandum that is going to go after Chinese imports after a consultation period. So China will have space to respond, reducing what could be a risky retaliation from China. You see, here's the thing. Everybody needs everybody else. Or the major powers need them, each other. I mean, there's nothing we get from North Korea except aggravation. And there's nothing we get from Iran. But by and large, we're going to test the strength of American resolve here and see what happens. I'm a little edgy. The futures are down here again this morning. And don't get too panicky when you look at the futures either one way or another, but things can turn around and turn around as we see very quickly. So we're seeing investors all of a sudden maybe starting to pull out of the market, but, you know, this is a constant tug of war. And we'll see what kind of an impact this has on global trade. And there's a lot right now. And it's like every day is a new story, honestly. You can go from a great optimistic market with a low VIX and a high high consumer confidence index, and that can all turn around in a day. So when people say, look what this president has done. I mean, if you're going to enter into a discussion like that, I mean, don't even bother. We may have some tough sledding, but I mean, the word is that things are still good. The economy is good. United States making a great impact, fighting against globalism, and the battle goes on about globalism, whether you're for it, whether you're against it. I've never been for globalism. I'm for protectionism in a sense. I'm for nationalism. I don't think that's all the problem. While Trump is saying, we've taken so much crap for so many years that we're going to, you know, it's time we're going to have to do something about it. And, you know, the S&P down 3.28. I mean, the numbers look big. And it's, you know, in a sense, they obviously, I mean, they obviously are big, but not from a percentage standpoint. You know, I say, okay, it's not from a percentage standpoint. You know, what about it? And now we've got the okay of a $1.3 trillion budget bill. And Congress gave full approval just today on a $1.3 trillion. That's been the number that has been floating around for a long time. The spending bill, it ends the budget battle, but only after all these fights and conservatives had taken objection to all of the big outlays on Democrat priorities at a time when Republicans control the House, Senate, and the White House. And believe me, the Democrats aren't, they're not innocent on this. And everything is a trade-off, and you deal in negotiation for how much strength you have. You want to buy a house, it's on the market for $600,000. There are bidders showing up everywhere. You may want to offer $650,000. So over market. And there are other times where you know you're holding the cards. That's the greatest position to be in. You want something. But either you don't want it that badly, or you know that the other party is there. Do your research that the other party is eager to resolve this issue. And often from the top behind closed doors, you hear, do anything. Just get rid of this. Make it go away. And that's where a lot of the great deals are out there. The House easily approved the measure, 256 to 167. And you know it was from a partisan tally that resulted in this. So what Trump got, and this hasn't been fine. It's not finally approved yet. I don't know what's up his sleeve. But it beefs up military and domestic programs, including federal funds, to every corner of the country. Critical. Critical. And Trump will get, which amounts to, $80 billion of spending on that and a down payment on starting the wall. And to me, this is the biggest no-brainer out there, the wall. And he's gonna go after it to keep his campaign promises. I don't know how much he can succeed. How much can one man fight the world? And that's what it seems like, doesn't it? So the bill passed. I mean, who read? What did they give him? 24 hours to read 2,232 pages of this bill that was passed. No one's read it. Every bill that comes out from Obamacare to the others, well, let's pass it and then we'll read it. Nancy Pelosi. Nobody reads these bills. I don't understand at all why you couldn't say this bill is big, it's much too big, it's 2,200 pages plus, but we're going to have to take 3 weeks to read through it. Nope. Deadline after deadline, because we're worried about a shutdown of the government, the threat that's coming up from the Democrats. Stop worrying about the damn Democrats. Do the right thing. Congress is broken. It's absolutely broken. So you're a president who's in power with the majority power, with the majority power in the Republican Party, and they hate him, and the Democrats hate him, and the media hates him, and Hollywood hates him. And he's got many, many other problems internally, now family-wise, that these problems start to prop up. So those of you who think, well, I'm invulnerable to these problems, none of us are ever invulnerable to any problem. And I know for Trump, this is, I mean, it's a jolt, but he's ready to go on all fronts, and he's ready to confront, I'm going to talk about this in a few minutes, he's ready to confront Robert Mueller. Bad move. Bad move. Let me take one thing at a time here. Rand Paul said he could only delay but not stop the outcome, and he made his point. Rand Paul is a, I don't agree with him on everything, very, very sensible guy, very pragmatic. And people should listen when he talks. I think Trump has his ear, but Trump has everybody's ear. So we're in a situation here where we're just going to have to deal with it. And anybody is going to take over the increase in national debt. It's just not going to go away. The engine is off and we can't slow it down. And now they're turning around and blaming Trump for increasing the debt. You can't win. You can't win. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-480-1941 and use promo code STEW. That's 50% off MyPillow's 4-pack special. 800-480-1941 and use promo code STEW. Don't delay. Order now.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high net worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Biz Talk Radio.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBMW.
Hi, this is Lieutenant Colonel Alan West, U.S. Army retired, author of the book Guardian of the Republic, and I'm speaking with Stu Taylor, and you need to listen in to Stu because he's on the right track.
What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just
all right. Amidst all this bad news, and I think a lot of this bad news is temporary. But if I had a crystal ball, I'd be working at as a hedge fund manager or something. But I'll take what I'm doing. A couple of things that made me happy. I don't have any particular feeling about Tom Dowd stepping down, but it just seems like guys like Tom Dowd and others just never really get that far. And I can't say there are many who do, but we see replacements coming in the administration right now. And one of them is the National Security Advisor, because the news has come out that General John McMaster has stepped down, H.R. McMaster, rather. And the replacement is Bolton, who's 69 years old. He served as the United Nations ambassador under George W. Bush. And I have had the pleasure of interviewing John Bolton several times. And hey, the man is brilliant, just nice and simple. The man is brilliant. And it makes one wonder right now when you look at a lot of these people in the administration who are sending mixed signals and others who don't support Trump's agenda are now being, I mean, you support the president. And John Bolton has made it very clear. He's not going to be shy at all about giving his views, which are generally very hawkish. And I don't, I'm not sure I feel the same way about hawkish behavior now as I used to, but I still mostly support it. I mean, we got to be careful with North Korea. We have to be careful with Iran. But I'm in China, and China not now, down the line, and Russia, of course. But I think we're going to see any military action. But the best defense is a good offense. The best offense is a good defense. And United Nations Ambassador John Bolton, who I got all excited when I heard this. I jumped up. I was actually excited. And I look at from whom the praise comes from. And I look at, of course, the great Harvard Law School professor, Emeritus Alan Dershowitz, telling Newsmax that he'll be a valuable part of the president's national security team. I just want to say, and people out there who are followers, I've interviewed Alan Dershowitz three times on three books. And it's gotten into policy and decision making. And I mean, it's And people say, who is the greatest interviews? Well, I'm not going to sit here and name them. I've done it before on the show. But Alan Dershowitz, I mean, he's right up there at the top. I don't know, one, two. I'm not charting these great guests. And I will say, and I said it then, and I'll say it now, Alan Dershowitz is, he's a liberal. And if you listen to him, you can get pretty angry. If you were, he still would support Hillary. And I'm not going to challenge the man's judgment. I mean, I 100% disagree with him. I normally might say, well, 95% sure, I'll give him the 5% benefit. As if it matters. I'm giving him no benefits of the fact that I don't know how anybody could vote for that witch, that demon, that destructive personality. And, you know, but yet when you debate him or talk with him, he is very forthright when he takes views that are diametrically opposed to the far left. And I commend him for this. He's been forthright in saying Trump hasn't committed a crime. And also collusion and obstruction of justice aren't crimes. Therefore, let's terminate this special investigation, which has been terminated by the House. And let's get the follow-up and terminate it. Another position, Alan, and Dershowitz is pretty good, but he doesn't care. Political left, political right. He is a true constitutionalist, and it's whatever the law states, he follows. A lot of people say, well, why was he involved in the O.J. Simpson case? And there we get into a whole thing of ethics. What would make a lawyer step away from it? But by our very system, everybody needs representation. I'm not looking to change our legal system. I'm looking to change the priorities of punishment. I think the legal system is fine, and I think it works just great. But I think we have to make sure that the punishment meets the crime, or whether there's no crime, there's no punishment. And Dershowitz has always been 100% for this. And I interviewed him on these questions on his book. Alan Dershowitz, I think it was Alan Dershowitz in the Law. Love to have him back. And we will get him back on his show. So Dershowitz comes out and says that Bolton's going to be a valuable part of the president's national security team. I don't think there's a liberal in this country who doesn't hate John Bolton. I have unbelievable respect for this guy. His views are consistent with the president, although some will say, well, you know, there are differences. And Bolton says there are differences. I mean, he gives the impression of being a 100% war hawk. He's not going out and dropping bombs anywhere. He and Trump, you know, agree 100% on that awful Iran deal. And you can't seem to get other members high up in the administration who do agree with terminating this project. So that's a big, big, big point. Dershowitz calls him hawkish. He calls him smart. And the replacement of this with H.R. McMaster, and that'll officially occur on April 9th. And I didn't know mine. I doubt whether anybody out there, so you don't have to tell me, oh, I've known about McMaster for years, and I've known about General Flynn and Mad Dog Man. None of the real public have. You know, you can look something up, and then you can say, hey, let me tell you about this guy. There were three brave, courageous generals who took the leadership under their reins as much as they could, except that they found out, except for Mattis, who's still there, that you can't have too many differences with the president, because the president has the ultimate decision, and you can't have all Indians and no chief. And Alan Dershowitz, Donald Trump has made it very clear he won't. He's got intestinal fortitude. Some of his judgments, they're highly questionable, like the one coming up, should he debate Mueller? I'll have an opinion on that a little bit later as well. In short, the answer is no. But he's ready. He's absolutely ready to get in and do it. Now, Bolton has talked about taking out North Korea. So is Trump. Take North Korea, take Iran, and as far as I'm concerned, you got a deal. Bolton has said, I'm going to give my opinion, I'm not backing down, but he's the president. Too many other people in the administration don't adhere to that. back after a break.
BizTalk News wants to feature your business as part of our Discovery feature, which highlights businesses that are not yet known nationally, but offer products or services that benefit BizTV viewers. Available in over 40 markets on broadcast TV and online via BizTVClub.com. BizTV wants to help get the word out about your business. If you're interested in having your business featured on a future episode of BizTalk Discovery, email us at discovery@BizTV.com.
Life Insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8900. 945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
Biz Talk Radio. The Legal Exchange, Sundays 9 to 10 a.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
Hi, this is Buzz Aldrin, one of the first two Americans to land on the surface of the moon. I've just finished a wonderful interview with Stu, and you can find further details on his website. Look things up and help celebrate the Golden Apollo legacy.
Darling, you send me.
All right, we're back. I forgot. I thought I was being hired for a performance here. Couldn't match the vocal cords of Sam Cooke, I'll tell you that. Oh, too bad he's not around. Another entertainer who was shot and killed by his girlfriend. I mean, you know, it's like an everyday occasion in this country. So Trump, and I'm very happy every time you think, well, what is he doing, selling us out? You know, I talked about that $641 billion or so, let me see. I forget the exact amount. It was, he was going to get $80 billion and then dole it out as he wanted. And part of it was going to be a down payment on the wall, which was supposed to be nothing. I don't care whether Mexico pays. I don't care who pays for it. I'd like to see Jeff Bezos step up and pay for it. Be nothing for him to pay for. But he's one guy who wouldn't do it, I can tell you that. Capitalizing on the capitalistic system in this country like no one. The richest man maybe in the world except for Putin. And he owns the Washington Post, and he's so opening up all these businesses. It's unbelievable. But he's strictly the fod of the left. So Trump said on Friday, he was, which is this morning, early this morning, that he's thinking now about vetoing the $1.3 trillion spending bill over immigration issues, and including, this is the big thing, to fully fund his proposed border wall and to address the issue of young dreamer immigrants. It's funny how he's twisted this thing to become the supporter. But the funny thing is, the Democrats never really supported them. They're like peasants on a farm that could be manipulated. So he's now considering, and I hope he vetoes the damn bill, vetoing the spending bill on the fact that, what is it, 700,000-800,000 of these DACA recipients have been totally abandoned by the Democrats. Totally abandoned. They're not even mentioned in the bill. And the border wall, which is desperately needed for our national defense, isn't funded. I don't know how a case can be made. I was going to say for the supporting the Democrat point of view. They don't have a point of view. Their point of view, it is so singular that it defies the imagination that this is what American politics has come to. If we can impeach Trump, that's our whole goal for the next, certainly until the 2018 elections. It's beyond comprehension. It doesn't evolve around policy. They don't care about policy. And what are we talking about? Trump greeting Putin with a congratulatory message after winning? How stupid and rude would it be not to? We're on talking terms. If it were Kim Jong-un's birthday or some celebration, we would ignore it. And we're now finding out that with all these statistics, and I don't really like it, that more and more is coming to mind here that we're starting a little bit of slippage in the eyes of the holder. For example, you look at the stock market. Five days ago, everybody was optimistic, euphoric, and now we're really, really, really down. And it's because of a number of internal. I'm waiting for the onslaught against Trump. I'm just waiting for it. It's gonna come. He's wrong for the stock market. Well, we got a little bit of temporary comfort here. The Dow is up 101 points. The S&P is up 7.15, and the Nasdaq is up 4.16. Only encouragement here is hopefully the direction we're going in, and we're back up to 24,000. It sure is early to even think about any of that right now, but I'd still rather hear it that it's heading up and it's not heading down. Tom Dowd also stepped down, a Trump head lawyer. You know, it seems to be everybody's a Trump head lawyer. And Joe DeGenova is a tough name, always to stumble over, is taking over April 9th. He is another John Bolton in terms of his attitude, hawkish, going for the jugular, and I mean smart. You don't even care about legal minds, and you go to Fox because you're not going to see him on MSNBC and CNN. When you go to Fox and see this guy and what he's accomplished, he's truly amazingly brilliant, and he's going to be right up there in the hierarchy. And I hope convincing Trump, don't sit down with Bob Mueller. Don't do it. Now, I don't know whether Trump is just spewing fire or whether he means it. Who can get inside his head? Do I think he really will sit down? No, I don't think so. That's what I don't think. But I worry about the lack of influence people are able to exert on Trump. And the fact that, you know, there's a time that everyone gets in over their head. Everyone on everything. And if he steps into this hot water, he's going to subject himself to perjury. We all know that Donald Trump, as far as I'm concerned, every politician lies. You don't get there unless you do that. I'm really very good at selling, very good at marketing, very good at, you know, all these other little things that I do, I think. I'm a lousy liar. I don't lie. The only lie that will ever net you a dollar is the lie you don't tell. You can spend your whole life building character and lose it in 15 seconds over one lie. If Susan Rice had a number of characters, she would have lost them all. Just a bona fide liar. And I'm happy with the moves that Trump is making. And I hope it's the forerunner of cleaning out this administration of Obama and Hillary supporters. And it's a little late, and he's had real problems, and he's had zero. You know, the Republicans cooperated on so much stuff with Obama. They weren't good enough for Obama to discuss things with. So he just went around them on everything he had to do. Everything. And in many cases, it broke the law. And never, ever, ever has it resulted in any punitive measures or any action of any kind. It's like, okay, don't say anything. You can't go out and say anything now. Double standard. Anybody who doesn't think there's a double standard is either drunk, under the effects of medication, has dementia, or is from another planet. I don't know who, if it isn't Trump, who has the tenacity and the you-know-what to bring this country back to where it should be. And Trump is doing it. I'm encouraged by the fact that he's threatening to veto the spending bill over the border wall. You know, he comes out with things that make Dianne Feinstein go back to thinking she's 20 years old, that she was 82. I mean, she basically jumped out of a seat in a cabinet meeting when Trump sat there and said, oh, yeah, you know, we're going to help the DACAs, and we're going to allow immigration of the families. I'm open to anything. I still have that picture in my mind. She put a dancing in the air. Trump never did it, and you know why? Part of it is, I don't know how far he would have gone, but Chuck Schumer back now. They're a bunch of gutless you-know-what. Threat the money like with sanctuary cities. Let's see how brave they are. My last comment under my breath. We're coming back for our final segment.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-480-1941 and use promo code STEW. That's 50% off MyPillow's 4-pack special. 800-480-1941 and use promo code STEW. Don't delay. Order now.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Biz Talk Radio. The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBMW.
I'm Victor Davis Hanson, a senior fellow at the Hoover Institution, Stanford University. I enjoy doing interviews with Stu Taylor, one of my favorite radio announcers and shows, and I advise all of you to tune in whenever you can.
All right, our final segment, and we end the show with two distinguished authors. Joining us right now is Tashina Jackson Newell. She is the author of Chronicles of Baby Love Taylor, Imagine Me. It's published by Fulton Books. You can go to fultonbooks.com, amazon.com, barnesandnoble.com. And it's great to have you on, Tashina. Welcome. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Tell us quickly, because we don't have a lot of time. What's the book about, and why did you write it?
I wrote the book about it. The book is about the need to empower women to bring awareness about HIV and how to deal with the struggles of being positive. So many people are positive in the United States of America. So you know a person all your life, and you never know what they may be going through.
Now, where did you take this thought from and activate it? I hope this wasn't a personal problem, a case for you. Who are you referring? Anybody in particular you're looking at?
Well, Baby Love Taylor and I are one and the same person. I myself am positive. I've been positive for 20 years.
Ooh, so congratulations for this. Yeah.
I took my account and every struggle and every woman and man that I've met and brought them into an inspirational and revelational part of my story to make sure that everyone hears it, reads it, and is compassionate and has empathy towards everyone that is positive in the United States.
Oh, I mean, to me, it's unimaginable, some of the problems that people deal with, and this is one. Hopefully, we've made significant progress. I know this disease is certainly sustainable with our new drugs. We've made remarkable
progress.
But there's no cure for it. How devastated were you when you found out that this hit you?
I found out that when I was pregnant with my daughter, so I was very devastated. At that point, I knew that I had to get in treatment fast, and at that point, AZT was a big part of the treatment. So that's what saved my daughter's life, and then they were able to have me become undetectable at this time.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, what is the main point of you writing this book, and whom is it intended? Is it intended for victims and families of victims?
And, it's intended for everyone. It's intended to empower, to bring awareness about, you know a person, and you never know what the very real human experience they are having. She's a strong, inspirational person. She didn't let anything stop her. I've been writing this book for over 10 years. So it's a sense of accomplishment for me and for everyone else that is affected by HIV or that is caring for someone who is affected by HIV. Yes.
All right. Thank you for that message, important message for a lot of people. One of these diseases that we continue to work on and spend money and make contributions to whomever to know where we can get a cure for this finally. Tashina Jackson Newell, the book is Chronicles of Baby Love Taylor, Imagine Me. It's published by Fulton Books. Thank you so, so much.
Thank you. Thank you, Stu. You have a wonderful day.
You too. As we move right now, are we all ready to go, Tim?
Good to go.
Yes.
All right. Joining us is Anne Marie. She is the author of Nick Helps Puppins, P-U-P-P-E-N-S. The book is published by Fulton. You can go to fultonbooks.com, amazon.com, barnesandnoble.com. Welcome to the show. And what's the title indicate in terms of what the book is about?
Well, Puppins was a dog that I had, and he recently passed. And so I thought it was a cute name for a character in the book. And Nick is the innocent little chick, and he thinks that he's helping his friends when they really don't need help. But so he finds out that his friend Puppins has been lazy, and he's wondering why she doesn't want to play. And then he hears that she's expecting puppies. So he thinks that they're arriving, and he helps her find them. And it's a cute little surprise at the end. And again, on each page, there's a hidden mouse for children to spot. It's just an innocent story where I feel that we need some of that these days.
What age group is the book for, Anne?
You can read it to a three-year-old, you can, and up to early readers is a good age group.
Do you have kids that you have read the book to?
Yes, I've done it.
Are they a little young to respond? The kids grow up so fast physically and emotionally today. Have they been old enough to express any reaction to the book?
Yes.
I mean, I know you'll put them up for adoption if they didn't love it, so I assume it's been a big success. So what about the general reception of other people who have purchased this book that I want to ask you in within the context of the same question, the message that it delivers for others out there? So it's kind of a two-part question.
It delivers a message that innocence could be a virtue. It's like when you have a one-year-old and they have a birthday cake and they're blowing out the candles and you give them a little help and you boost their self-esteem by clapping at the end. And it wasn't really them who... But you're boosting their self-esteem. And in these books, Nick is an innocent character and he believes that he's doing good. And his friends go along with him because they appreciate it and they like the innocence in him. And he's good-hearted.
Deanne Marie is the author. What do you got kind? I know there's a follow-up book, I can tell. What's coming next?
Yes. Yeah, there's another one I'm working on. One of the puppies will, it'll be about one of the puppies, and she'll have three legs instead of four, so that's what that will be about.
Yeah, well, I mean, I see a lot of dogs live like that, but you never see a dog with five legs instead of four. Anyway, just a closing comment. If you have one, we got about 8 seconds. What would you like to say in closing?
I would just like to say I would appreciate it if people help because I work with children and they like in books. And,
all right, here's the music. I wish we could continue, but good luck in your further pursuits. This is Stu Taylor wishing you a great day. We'll see you back here. This is Friday, isn't it? Gosh, we'll see you back here on Monday. It's hard to believe. Have a great weekend. Be safe.
The opinion.
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio,